Welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks very much for tuning in. Your eyes may be popping still over Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plans to hike the gas tax by 45 cents to pay for road upgrades, but what do you think it costs us now to bump around on substandard roads? A new study says the number is $14 billion. That's right, $14 billion. And in the Detroit area, we each spend $824 a year trying to maintain our cars. That's more than double the $300 we would pay in the new gas tax. So, do you think this gas tax is too much? Do you still think that's too big of a number? We want to hear from you today about that. What do you think about the idea of paying $824 a year to fix your suspension, to replace your tires, to do all the things that we have become accustomed to doing here on a routine basis just to navigate roads that are absolutely impassable in some cases? Or do you think we ought to pay 45 cents more per gallon for gas as a way of funding not just road repairs, but upgrades, badly needed upgrades to our infrastructure that we would all benefit from? As always, the number on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to the WDET Facebook page and put comments there, or you can go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we will try to work you into the conversation. Governor Gretchen Whitmer faces a pretty tough road already trying to sell the legislature on the idea of this 45-cent gas tax increase. There's some other things she wants to do as well. But what has surprised me is that there isn't this sort of public swell of support for this idea, the idea that we could actually pay less to be driving on better roads as opposed to continuing to pay to fix vehicles that get absolutely wrecked by the conditions. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. And joining us now to talk more about this study is Rocky Moretti. He's the director of policy and research at TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit, which just released this study that says our crumbling road costs in Michigan are more than $14 billion a year. Rocky Moretti, welcome to Detroit Today.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah. So let's get into the details of what you found in this report. $14 billion, that is a big number.
The report, and specifically looking at the Detroit metro area, the report found that 44% of major roads in the Detroit area have pavements in poor condition. And as you point out, we estimate that the average motorist in the Detroit area spends an additional $824 a year because of those rough roads. About half of that is vehicle depreciation accelerates. The bottom line is those rough roads means that those vehicles that people have in their driveways are not going to last as long as they would like. And if you've got to go back and buy a new vehicle a year or two earlier than you would planned on, obviously that's a significant cost.
Yeah. So if this is the case, why would anyone say a gas tax increase is a bad thing if it could end up saving them a few bucks a year? Talk about how in other states people play that balance out a little differently.
Well, what we've seen since in the last 5 years is 27 states have moved forward with significant increases in their user fees. And we point out they are user fees because the more you use the system, the more that you pay to maintain it. And it's not unlike utilities or cell phones or anything else. There's a cost to paying for those improvements. But as we point out in the report, we also look at the cost of traffic congestion, where we're seeing increased travel in Michigan, which is obviously positive. It means economic growth. But in Detroit, the average motor spends an additional 54 hours annually stuck in traffic. And even of a greater concern, on average, 358 people are killed every year in Detroit in traffic crashes. We know that improvements can relieve traffic congestion and make the roads safer. So there's significant consequences when you don't make those improvements.
Again, 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. Call and tell us what you pay each year to keep your car running on substandard roads. And call and tell us whether you think this 45 cents in increase in the gas tax that's proposed by Governor Whitmer is the right way to go. Let's start the conversation this morning with Richard and Adrian. Richard, welcome to Detroit Today.
Yes, my concern is, and I've been reading up a lot about this, but we already pay a 6% sales tax on a gallon of gas. And the other states use it to fix the roads, but we don't. We use it to go into the general fund. And so what they're doing is they're hiding that 6% that we're paying on the gas tax. Instead of putting it in the roads, they're putting it in their pockets.
That's a great question, Richard. We should talk about, I mean, it's actually a little more complicated than that. I mean, there is a 6% sales tax, of course, on gas, and that's that goes to a number of different things, and there's the gas tax separately. But Rocky Moretti, I want to give you a chance to talk about the ways in which we spend our money in Michigan that we collect at the pump, and whether that may be part of the problem.
Well, certainly in each state, user fees and how those fees are applied or placed on the sales tax or the distributor are part of that. And in a number of states, part of addressing this has been, I think, going back to your previous listener, is in ensuring the public are confident that the funds that they put into the system through these user fees are going to transportation. And so certainly that's an issue that the legislature and the governor, as they look at this, need to be conscious of. But you know, what we're seeing in Michigan, starting in 2015, when the state made the first positive step in terms of increasing funding for transportation, is, I think, a growing recognition that the quality of the infrastructure becomes a significant issue on a state's ability to grow economically. And so I think this is why this is really coming to a head in Michigan.
Mm. Again, thanks very much for the call and the question. Let's go to Paul in Pontiac. Paul, welcome to Detroit Today.
So my question would be, do you pay your cable bill before you pay your mortgage?
I think most people try not to do that.
Exactly. So I think there's probably 10,000 areas in our budget that we spend money on things that are not as important as infrastructure in general. So I think if we were to look at the budget and budget correctly, the way you would budget for a household, pay the important bills first, pay the luxuries later. But we don't legislate that way.
So Paul, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. Give me a list of things that you think we spend money on that we shouldn't, or that we should spend money on for infrastructure instead.
You are putting me on the spot because I can't necessarily draw to one individual thing right now.
Well, I mean, but I think that's the challenge we have, though, Paul, isn't it? That I think there's this idea in a lot of people's heads that we spend money that we don't get value for. But then I think it's our responsibility to be able to say, okay, well, here are those things, and here are the ways that I would change the way we spend money in Lansing in order to spend it on more important things.
Challenge, and I will respond to you online with that.
Okay. All right. I absolutely will look forward to that, and we'll follow up with you if you come up with really great ideas. I really appreciate the call and the questions. Let's go to Christopher in Detroit. Christopher, welcome to Detroit Today.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hi. So, my question is, what happened to the tax that we passed a few years ago to fix the roads? We made all this big hoopla about fixing the roads. I'm 29 years old. I can remember two times that we passed laws to fix the roads, and still the roads have not been fixed. I go to other states. Every time I go to Ohio, the minute I get in Ohio, I see road construction. Why don't we have road construction just going up everywhere?
Well, we have a lot of road construction here in Michigan. And in fact, the increases that we put into the gas tax are some of the things that are paying for that. Rocky Moretti, can you shed some light on why we haven't seen more change in Michigan, given the changes that we have made in the past?
In 2015, the additional funding put in place has allowed annual funding at the state level to go from $2.2 billion to $3.1 billion this year in 4 years. Obviously, that's a significant first step. I think the challenge in Michigan is how far behind the state is, and the latest data shows that the state has 11% of its bridges structurally deficient, and that number, even with the additional funding, is going to go up to around 14% over the next several years. And so, you know, those are the challenges that you have. And if you look at, we asked at the State Department of Transportation to say, here's the major projects that we can fund now with the new funding, but here's the ones we can't fund. It's notable that all of them are essentially what we would call preservation and rehabilitation projects. It's reconstructing and rebuilding major highways. It's rebuilding, replacing major bridges. What's missing on this list, and we don't see that in other states, is they're not even talking about additional capacity, widening roads, adding interchanges. Those are the types of projects that are absolutely vital to attracting and holding additional economic development. And the state, from that list, from our perspective, acknowledges that really the additional funding is strictly to look at preservation and some safety improvements. And so the state is in competition with 49 other states. We saw yesterday Alabama approve a significant increase in transportation funding. States are recognizing that if they can't improve their infrastructure, they're going to suffer economically.
So one of the things that I think that reminds me of is the danger of increasing taxes and not increasing them enough to be able to show voters that it mattered. So as you point out, in 2015, we agreed to raise some new revenues, $1 billion more a year to dedicate to roads. But that money is not enough. And so it continues to let us slide backward. And then, of course, it makes it harder for politicians today to come back and say, hey, give us more money. I think there's sort of a cyclical nature, I guess, to underfunding the roads that cuts against the arguments to keep raising taxes.
You know, what we see happening in Michigan is really, I think, a welcome and healthy discussion of what level of infrastructure investment is appropriate. And that's really the debate that we're seeing in Lansing. You know, we haven't also talked about freight transportation. Mm-hmm. $1 trillion in goods annually are being moved in Michigan. It's a state highly reliant on the ability to move goods in and out of the state and within the state. And we anticipate a significant increase in freight travel in Michigan. That's good economically, but that's a significant increase in wear and tear on the system. And with nearly half of the state's bridges nearly 50 years old or older, that's also the point where they start to need significant, if not reconstruction, replacement. So, again, as the state looks into the future, and I think anyone in Michigan would say the last several years has seen a lot of positive developments, but you would hate to see the lack of adequate infrastructure investment really putting a glass ceiling on that economic growth.
MHL on Twitter says, not thrilled with the gas tax, but I don't see another better idea. And I'm tired of people complaining about the tax and saying it should come from, quote, somewhere else without presenting where else that money will come from. It's time to put up or shut up. Gregory on Facebook says, where do they come up with this $800 a year figure? I've been driving the same 97 SUV for the past 10 to 11 years, and the only time I spent $800 was for a new set of tires after I wore the other set out, putting 65,000 miles on them without ever having a flat. No other maintenance required other than oil changes and new battery. Quit buying cars with those stupid low-profile tires. That's a great question. That $800 figure. Now, I have to say, my experience just in the last, I don't know, 8 to 9 months has been in that $800 range for sure, and I'm going to go over it when I take my car in a few weeks. Rocky Moretti, talk about where that figure comes from. That's
sure.
What Gregory's
about
question
half is. Of the cost is again what we call vehicle depreciation. It is vehicles that don't last as long as they should. when they're driving on rough roads. And so, you know, it's great to hear that this one person who emailed in, is their cars lasted a decade, and I think we all would hope for that. But again, if you lose a year or two on the lifespan of a vehicle, it's a huge cost. The other one is three other ones. One is you do have more routine maintenance. When you go in, there's more items that are going to need to be changed. And then vehicle fuel consumption increases as pavements are in rougher conditions. So you probably don't, you know, the average motorist doesn't recognize that, but, you know, if their fuel consumption goes up by 10 or 15%, that's a huge cost. And then the final one, which actually the emailer referenced, is tire wear. The rougher the roads are, the quicker your tires wear out.
Again, Gregory, thanks very much for the question. Let's go to Aaron in Detroit. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of points. One is, I think that as the gas tax, this proposed gas tax might increase, I think we can certainly be sympathetic where that could hurt a lot of, you know, people's bottom lines and, you know, affect budgets. But at the same time, it may have the effect of lower gas consumption. And I think as we look at it, the state of our environment, and we look at, you know, the need to kind of reduce our use of oil and gas, that's not a bad thing to think about, that a higher gas price might lead to a little bit less consumption. But I also have a question that weighs on my mind whenever we talk about the Michigan roads, and that is, precisely why are they in such bad shape again and again? I know we have severe weather conditions. We have freeze-thaw patterns. So do a lot of other states in the Midwest and around the nation. So what are we doing to both investigate why our roads continue to deteriorate, even the relatively new ones that have been rebuilt, and what are we doing in terms of innovative methods and innovative, you know, materials to use to make our roads last longer and adjust to the changing climate we have?
That's a great question, Aaron, and it's one that you're always reminded of, I think, when you drive south on I-75 and cross the border into Ohio, and it's almost as if you go from driving on rocks to driving on glass. There's something they're doing with the roads down there that we are just not figuring out up here. Rocky Moretti, what is the explanation for why our roads don't maintain themselves a little better?
When we release these reports, we travel across the state, and we typically have also local governments speaking a lot of our events. We hear the same challenges. They essentially, for years, have not had adequate resources, so they essentially triage their system. They try to maintain the parts of the system that are the most heavily traveled, but they don't have adequate resources. And as they fall behind, their choices get even worse, because in terms of lifespans and life cycle cost, if you can maintain the system in relatively good condition, it's far cheaper in terms of to the public and in terms of the transportation agencies. As they fall into poor condition, the repairs become increasingly expensive, which even limits further what you can do. And so it becomes sort of this downward cycle. And I think what we're hearing from the governor is a recognition that it's time to reverse this cycle. And obviously these are deliberations, you know, within the state. Tripp takes no positions on what the legislature should do. But I think that's really the challenge, is this downward cycle has continued a long time. The state has started to essentially stabilize the system. But to actually start to pull it back, I think that's what's being discussed now.
Let's go to Fumit in Troy. Fumit, welcome to Detroit Today.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It's pretty much at the same lines the earlier caller said, right, that we are reducing the gas consumption, and with the federal government pushing more electric cars, more hybrid cars, the consumption is going to get reduced on the gas, and our basic unit is 45 cents per gallon. We will be in the same position after 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, how fast technology is changing. We would be asking for $1.45 in that case, that all cost has increased of repairs, revenue has came down, now we need more money. And that's where my point is, that the gas tax may not be the right way of it, and I don't know what the other point is, but we are not looking it from global perspective.
Fumit, I think that is a really, really great point. The idea that our habits, our consumption habits are changing, and that the gas tax may not be able to yield as much money just in a few years as it does now. Rocky Moretti, talk about those kinds of choices that we have to make about where to get the money to fix our roads.
The caller raises some very significant and important issues, and that is an issue that states are dealing with. That between inflation and increasingly more fuel-efficient vehicles, and in the case of electric and hybrid vehicles, vehicles that either don't use fuel or less of it, the reality is that increasing the fuel tax, for one thing, may not be totally reflected at the price of the pump, as the experience of other states that have increased fuel taxes, but by its nature will over time erode. And so, the public, a fuel tax is certainly going to be helpful, over the next, several years. It's probably the primary source of funding, at least through the next decade. But, there is a lot of discussion and states looking at what may be come down the road, not really to replace the fuel tax, but to augment it so that at the end of the day, the amount that people pay in terms of user fees reflects their use of the system.
Okay, Rocky Moretti, Director of Policy and Research at TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. Thanks very much for joining us here on Detroit Today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Up next, there are now 500 businesses in Detroit that have signed up for Project Greenlight. But how effective is this surveillance program in deterring crime? And also, don't forget, if you have to miss any of today's show, you don't have to miss out entirely on the conversation. Just go to iTunes or wherever you download podcasts, download and subscribe to Detroit Today. You can take us with you and listen when you are ready. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.